Jasmine.
Marka.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jasmine. How are you today?
Good, and you, Marka?
Doing great. Gorgeous day out here, so been really good.
Okay, I'm glad. How's the weather there?
It's gorgeous.
It
no
is.
Rain.
It is.
It's a little on the cool side, but it's going to be a beautiful day.
Mine is kind of chilly also. Not really for Florida, but
mm-hmm.
Still good.
Does everything get back on track in Florida with all that storm damage?
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
Is everything getting back in order since the storm?
I mean, there is too much background noise. I cannot
okay.
understand.
Okay.
Can you repeat it?
I was just asking if there was, how's the repairs coming after the storm damage?
Oh, yeah, everything is fine now. Baruch Hashem,
good.
It's much better. No, yeah, it's not.
Right.
Where are you located, in Texas? That's what you said the last time?
I work in Texas, but I live in Louisiana.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Isn't it that
Brenda?
Far?
Ma'am?
Isn't it that far, Texas,
no,
from Louisiana?
I'm about 10 minutes, 15 at the most, at the border, Texas line.
Wow.
Yeah. I enjoy
cool.
both states.
Cool.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Hey, Randy. I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Right. Right.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Tell me your name again.
Jasmine,
okay. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Judy.
Good morning. Hi, daughter.
Morning, Judy.
Hi, Brandy. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Judy.
Hope everybody had a great morning so far.
So far,
yeah. Yeah, so
well,
far,
good.
Yeah.
It's still early, but...
Beautiful morning.
Good. It's still early, but anyway, started off pretty good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the seventh day of Nisan. We will be connecting to the month of Tishrei, the month of the high holidays. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Or if it's a mobile device, underneath, usually at the end of the page. When you have the Unique Astrological Times link open, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above that title, that header, are for the first days of Nisan. Please open that link. When that link opens up, scroll down to the seventh day and open up that link. And that is what our handout will be. And we will start right after, or as I will say, L'Shem Yehud initially. L'Shem Yehud, B'Tshabarechu, Rishkin, Tei, B'Filu, Urchi, Nuru, Filu, Filu, Urchi, Nuru. Leyakta, L'Shem, Yudhei, B'Vavhei, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah, Mitzvah. La'asok Torah, Mitzvah. Vayehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu kenenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu kenenehu. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei for the year 5779, Tafshin Ayin Tet, which is Rosh Hashanah, is on the evening of September 9th until the sunset of September 11th. Some people will say, well, that's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But the Talmud explains that it is one long day. And when we prepare for Rosh Hashanah in the month of Elul, we will discuss that at length. The actions that you do on this day, the seventh day of Nisan, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Tishrei in the year 5779. And since the seventh day impacts Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, the actions that you do today will impact all of the year of 5779. And it's important to realize that there is a Star Wars, a war between Hashem and Satan that takes place every Friday. Every Friday afternoon, the forces of goodness are pushing out the forces of negativity. They always win because the light of Shabbat is too strong for the negative system. And yet the negative system will continually never give up and constantly fight. And this is why rush hour is worse on Friday afternoon. People don't leave any earlier. They don't leave any later. They finish their day job. They get in their car. They drive home. They do it every day during the week. And yet rush hour on Friday is more severe. It's an indication of the spiritual fight that is taking place. That fight is within you as well. And it is doubly important to control, to stop your reactive behavior, especially Friday afternoon, as you prepare for Shabbat Hagadol, Shabbat Tzav, the Shabbat of command. And remember, command means idol worship. The first step is to involve yourself with the permutation of the tetragrammaton of Hashem's name, Yud Heh Vav Heh, the permutation for Tishrei. Vav Heh Yud Heh. Vav Heh Yo Heh. And the name Echie. Yo Heh Ah Heh. Wahey,
hey,
Diana Bakoa, please join me when we start. We will stop at the fifth verse and connect to the letters that created the month of Tishrei and the astrological sign of Libra, Moznaim. Moznaim has the shoresh of your ears. Anna Bekoa Gedulat Shemincha simultaneously. It's very difficult. You may never achieve it, but the exercise alone is beneficial. Pei and the Lama have a gematria of 110. When you add a kollel for the two letters, one for each letter, it's 112. 112 is the Hebrew word yahok, the river that Jacob crossed when that night when he wrestled with Satan, wrestled with the angel, wrestled with a man, depending on your point of view and your understanding of the Torah. Yabok represents the unity of three names of God. Elohim, which is 86, with Hashem, is 26. 86 plus 26 is 112. 21 is Echie, representing Bina. 26 is Hashem, representing Zeranpin. And 65 is Adonai, representing Malchut. 65 plus 26 plus 21 is 112. It is a month, Tishrei has many relationships, that the more we learn about these relationships, the more we contemplate the unity of these relationships, the better our connection to Hashem. The tribe is Ephraim. Ephraim in the Torah is the leader of the 10 tribes that are lost. But in the northern kingdom, there were the 10 tribes, and they were unified. And in the Torah, it often calls the northern kingdom Ephraim. Contemplate why, as we will touch on it, but probably do not have the time to do it justice today. Fence, and that was a play on the energy of Tishrei. Is it judgment or is it justice? The sense is touch, as in marital intimacy, as in contact, it is in shaking hands. The controller is the gallbladder. The gallbladder produces bile, bitter material, that is utilized to control the negative system, to cleanse the body. The body is cleansed through the liver, and in a less strong way, the softer judgment through the gallbladder. We will now connect to the Torah itself through the offering of the Nasi of the tribe of Ephraim. His name is Elishama ben Amichud. Bayom Hashvi Nasi Bnei Ephraim Elishama Ben Amihud Karbono Karat Kesebachat Sheloshim Umeah Mishkala Mizrach Echad, Kesef Shivim, Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Shneihem, Meleim Solet, Elula Bashemen Lemincha, Tachlachat Asara, Zahav Melea Ketoret, Ha'echad ben bakar, ha'il echad, keves echad, ben shenato le'ola, ve'ir izin, echad lechatat, uzevach ashlamim, bakar shenayim, elim kamisha, Atudim Chamisha Givasim B'nei Shana Chamisha Ze Karban Elishama Ben Amihud. We will now connect to the links that connect us to information about each of the names that we have just connected to in the Torah reading. And the first name we will connect to is Ephraim. Ephraim is a name for males. Its origin is in the Hebrew, and its meaning is to be doubly fruitful. In the Torah, both with Adam and Chava, they are told to be fruitful and multiply. And in Noah, we learned last night in our study of Noah's parasha that Noah and his children were told the same thing, to be fruitful and multiply. Ephraim is a name that indicates that duality. The question we asked last night is, why do we need the two words? Why does the Torah tell us first to be fruitful and then to multiply? We know that fruitful and multiply implies children. It hints to children. It helps to manifest the children. And we explained what we've learned in reincarnation, that the fruitful means that when there is intimacy between a man and a woman, between a husband and a wife, that and there is no conception of a child, it is not a wasted aspect. In addition to the pleasure that the two receive from each other, they are revealing light that helps to free souls that have fallen into the klipah. The blessing for Ephraim: with an abundance of energy, he will make all his efforts bear fruit. Another blessing is Ka'ayish, or Ka'esh, like a man. A word, ashel, which translates as tamarisk. The phrase, lo yayah velo yina, he will neither tire nor become weary. Interesting to look at the two differences, and what is the difference? Becoming tired and becoming weary. The hint I will give you is one is external and one is internal. The shoresh par, pei resh, as in the para aduma, the red heifer. The par is the male form of cow or a bull. Ephraim is a bull. Shoresh, Afar. You'll notice that it just added an aleph to the word par, and it represents the meadow. Which is where the bull spends his time eating grass. The energy verses for Ephraim. There are 297 verses. I don't have, off the top of my head, a connection to the meaning of 297. The first verse has 11 words, indicating a complete creation of the 10 sephirot plus the negative system. Got to read the letters, and I already closed that page, so we're going on to the name Elishama. I apologize for not counting the letters. If someone wants to do it and let me know as I continue, please do so, and we can talk about what the number represents. Elishama is a name for male. It's Shoresh's Hebrew. Its meaning is God hears, or my God listens, or listen to my God. The blessing is Esh Mikal. He is a man above. A man above what? His other men? Or a man above the animals? A word. Ta'akal, he eats. Actually, it's ta'akal, he eats. You can see the connection between the word and the meaning of the blessing. The phrase, me'ashana yoled, 100 years to bring forth. A hundred represents a complete structure, completion. It's 10 times 10, representing the 10 sephirot times the 10 sephirot. One of its meanings is to always realize there is more that you can do. No matter how old, how infirm, how difficult a life, there is always more that you can do. There's always more spiritual growth to complete. The Shoresh, Eli. This word is unusual in that it's, in Aramaic, it means mourning. Mourning as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. By God, but it is a shoresh for the name Elishama. And Shama means to listen or to hear. Okay, the last Shoresh is Shama, listen to hear. The energy verses there are 42 letters, 42 verses, indicating what you would think, indicating Ephraim is a man above, because he's dealing with creation. The first verse has nine words which connects either to Chachma or to Yesod or to both, because he is doubly blessed coming from the tribe of Ephraim. Thirty-one letters representing connecting to the name El, Aleph Lamed, which is the name of God in the frame of Chesed. And Chesed is connected to Chachma. The third name, Amihud, the blessing, Talev Agiad, witness the best part of my celebration. The word kala, to roast, to toast, or to burn. Actually, it would be pronounced kila. The phrase, Hazer v'anochi lo, and this is not I. The shoresh is chud, or chod, meaning beauty or splendor. The Sefirah of Hod has this essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Ami means my people or my nation. The energy verses. There are 17 verses. 17 connects to goodness, Tov. The first verse, has 13 words connecting to unity of Echad, of oneness.
Hey, Hanok, I hate to interrupt, but what psalm are we on?
We're on the seventh month. We're not on a psalm. We're doing the connection.
Oh. All right,
for
thank
the
you.
Month of Tishrei. And if we had time, which I don't think we will, we would have done a psalm today as well.
All right, thank you.
We may be able to do that next Friday, but we'll see. If not, the Friday after, we will commence again. Oh, the Friday after is going to be a holiday, but we'll talk about that as we go along. There are 43 letters in the first verse. And I'm trying to remember, 43 is the word gam, which means also. But there is an easy connection to substitute a nun for the mem. And when you do that, it becomes gan, which represents a nursery school or a garden. And I think you can appreciate the idea of the nursery school is a garden for children, a garden of learning. And since we are all children living in a nursery school, it's a good thing, good connection to make with today. When Elishama ben Amihud brought his offering. He had the consciousness as a, that it was all of it, was an allusion to Jacob, to Joseph, and to the Shabbat. Jacob, due to his elevating the younger Ephraim over the elder. Ephraim over Manasseh. And Joseph, to honor his father. And Shabbat, as he brought his offering on the seventh day, which is Shabbat. The silver bowl he brought in appreciation of Jacob, who blessed both he and Manasseh, due to his love for Joseph. He blessed them by making them his sons. There is a teaching that... Joseph not been sold, that Jacob would have ended up with 15 children, 15 sons, not 13. And those 15 would have connected to the upper worlds, and it would have shortened the process. That's a midrash, just something to contemplate. The silver bowl was 130 shekels. And the 130 are the number of words in the passage that deals with the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh. He brought a basin of 70 shekels. The basin is Mizrach, which is the Hebrew. It's similar to the word Mizrach. As I mentioned, the Nun and the Mem can be interchanged. And Mizrach means to cast. And this, he brought the Mizrach to allude to Joseph, who was cast away from his father Jacob. The 70 shekels alludes to the 70 languages that the angel Gabriel taught Joseph the night before he was to speak to Pharaoh. There is an overall meaning to the bowl and the basin. The Midrash explains that the bowl and the basin are as similar as Jacob's life was to Joseph's life. One is larger than the other. They're both vessels. The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The kaf, the hand, the palm, alludes to the right hand of Jacob, who placed his hand, his right hand, on Ephraim's head. The meaning of why it is 10? A 10 alludes to the 10 words in the description of placing his right hand on Ephraim's head. If you read in the Torah that verse, that section, you'll count 10 words. One young bull as an ola, and this alludes to Abraham and Jacob's blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. One ram as an ola alludes to Isaac in the same blessing. And the sheep alludes to Israel or Jacob in the same blessing. He brought a male goat as a sin offering, and then this alludes to the goat that was killed to stain the coat of many colors, to fool Jacob after the brothers sold Joseph into slavery. But I will also mention to you that the coat of many colors is a corrupted translation, and it actually is a protection shield that Jacob was giving to Joseph. A protection shield that, when we learn it, can be utilized by us. Peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle allude to the 2 blessings made by Jacob. One is the angels bless the lads, and the second, by thee Israel shall bless. This is all part of the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. The three species of animals were brought as an allusion to the three generations that Joseph saw of Ephraim's children. The five of each species relate to the five words in the phrase, "He said Ephraim before Manasseh." That's the end of our class. We would not have enough time to do a psalm today, as I mentioned earlier. I do want to remind you that we will not have this morning class on Shabbat, but there is a connection for you to do and connect to the month of Cheshvan. And it's important that you do it. So I would suggest printing out these pages or doing it just before Shabbat so that you are able to make the connection tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, which is the best time to take control of any month, and especially the month of Bitter Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. We will have a class Sunday morning at this same time where we will connect to Kislev. Does anyone have any questions? And I wish you Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Gadol Shalom.
Shalom, Shabbat Gadol.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Gadol, Shalom. Have a beautiful, beautiful Sabbath. Shalom to all, peace to all. Gadol, Shabbat Shalom, peace. Much peace to all. Shalom.
Shalom, Hanok.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shalom, thank you.